abortion clinic. Listen to what the Word of God says. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Love never ends. Those of you who have come to the clinic today willfully, wantonly, and some of you with a smile on your face to murder your child, you know not what love is. You cannot claim to be a loving person when you will show no kindness to the baby you carry. You cannot claim to be a loving person when you rejoice in wrongdoing. You cannot claim to be a loving person when you deny the truth, when you despise the truth that the one you carry in your womb is a human being, a person. Who deserves as much right to live as you do. It is a hateful thing. A hateful thing to murder your child. Whether you are the woman or the man, you are not showing love today. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, murdering the one that God created in His own image and placed in your womb as a blessing from God, to murder that boy, to murder that girl, is to rejoice in wrongdoing. And that is not love. And your friends, your so-called loved ones, who brought you here today, they do not love you the same way at this moment you do not love your baby. Because no one who truly loves you would help you to murder your own child. Love is patient. Some of you almost ran into this place of death. You were offered financial assistance. You were offered adoption assistance. You were offered housing assistance. You were offered care and support. But yet with no patience, no patience at all, you run into this place of death to murder your baby. You are not a loving person. You are not being a loving person. Love is kind. Love is kind. It is not kind to invite a man in brown scrubs to reach into your womb with cold, sharp instruments and say, yes, tear my baby apart. Yes. Yes, doctor. Let me give you my money so you can murder my child. In what mind could that possibly be kind? You are not kind today to your baby. You are unloving. Love does not insist on its own way. Love does not put oneself over and above and before the needs of others. By coming in here today, you are insisting on your own way. And you call it a choice. You call it a choice. One of you women, brought your baby in the back seat, your toddler, as your cowardly husband dropped you off. Do you refer to your daughter as a choice? What you carry, who you carry in your womb is not your body. That little boy, that little girl has their own DNA, their own blood type, their own heart. But because you are so selfish, because you are so self-centered, you do not love your baby. You are unloving. Love bears all things. The majority of you, if not all of you, are murdering your babies for convenience. You can't bear gaining weight. You can't bear losing a relationship. You can't bear stretch marks. You can't bear the embarrassment of evidence of your fornication. And so you murder your child. So you murder your child. Love bears all things. Apparently, one of you has changed your mind. Praise God. Praise God. May the rest of you come out. Follow her lead. Do what is right. Victory.
Is that the guy that walked
Dave,
up here?
Dave said I couldn't change anything. I can't change anything. I'm depressed. I said, oh, can I put your
Was
name?
That the black man that walked
black
up guy. Here?
Yeah, black Dave. Yeah, his name was Dave.
What was he driving?
A gray little car. He just left with his girlfriend. She just told us. She changed her mind. She's not going to
Praise Dave. God. Praise God.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to go, brother.
Okay.
This is my last Saturday. Same right. Are you going to be here next Saturday?
Yeah.
Because I would be here. I'll be at the men's breakfast, but
okay.
Ann will be here.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good. God bless you. A baby has been saved. A life has been saved. A mother has loved her child today. What about you? What about you? Can you not bear? Can you not bear? To carry and to love and to nurture and to raise your child like the woman who just left. Love bears all things. It won't be easy. Love is not easy. Love is sacrificial. Love bears with others. Love does not find children inconvenient. And that is how God loves. That is how God loves. God's love is patient, and that He has not struck you dead already for the crime you have formulated in your mind. He is patient. He is kind. Kind enough to bring you to repentance. He does not rejoice in wrongdoing. God will not applaud your sin. God will not applaud your sin. He does not rejoice in wrongdoing. He is not going to understand your excuses. He will punish them because He is good. Because He is good. Because God is loving. He punishes those who murder their children. Because God is love, He hates the hands that shed innocent blood. But God's love is so amazing. God's love is so perfect. That He can, and often does, forgive the one with murder in their heart. And God showed His great love 2,000 years ago when He sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Born of a virgin. Born from a woman's womb. He was fully God and fully man and without sin. He lived a perfect life in thought, word, or deed. Never would the thought of murdering a baby in the womb ever enter His mind. He was perfect. He was holy. He was righteous. He was good. He was just. And then He went to the cross because He is loving. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that he who lays down his life for his friends. Jesus Christ laid down his life, the most loving and sacrificial act ever, ever to be committed, so that sinners like you and like me can be forgiven for our sins. He died a death on the cross he did not deserve to take upon himself. The punishment we rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. And what God commands of you this day is that you repent, that you turn from your sin, and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior.
Good morning.
He will forgive your sin, and he will remember them no more. He will forgive you. But you must come out. You must come out. Do not murder your child this day. Allow your child to live. Show love that is patient. Show love that is kind. Show love that does not rejoice in wrongdoing. Show love that rejoices in the truth. Show love that bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things. Show love that never fails. Love your baby. Love Christ. Turn to Christ and live. Follow the other woman who just walked out, who loved her baby enough to bear pregnancy and birth and the raising of her child. Turn to Christ and live. Turn to Christ and live. And let us help you. If you need shelter, we will provide it. If you need medical care, we will provide it. If you need help placing your child in a loving home through adoption, we will help. If you need protection from the man who brought you here, oh yes, the men out here will help. Do not murder your child today. Love your baby. Love your baby. What's ignorant, ma'am, is the fact that you hate life. What's ignorant, ma'am, is the fact that you plug your ears while you walk by a place that murders children. That's no different than the Germans did in World War II, ma'am. Turn to Christ and live. Turn to Christ and live. Let us help you. Let us love you as Christ has loved us. Let us love your baby as Christ has loved us. Let us help you. Come out. Turn to Christ and live.